were saying he had the unfortunate responsibility to kind of inform you about Markel. I mean, what was that phone call like, and how hard has it been to kind of process it all?
It's been pretty hard, to tell you the truth. Yeah, he called me because he's close to Devontae, who went to his high school. It's Markel's brother, and one of the coaches from their high school coaches at NCU, and they called Tyree, and Tyree didn't want to believe it, so he called me and asked me if I knew anything about it. I had no idea. I didn't even want to believe it. I thought they were lying, honestly, and then I called his mom, and then it all just hit me. So
he's from Southern San Diego, but he went to high school with you. When did you first meet him?
I met him, well, we grew up playing Pop Warner against each other. He played for Los Toros, I played for Claremont. And so we knew of each other, but we played on the same basketball team like sixth grade summer going into seventh grade. And we wanted him to come to my school for junior high, but that didn't work out. And then we kept playing with each other for all of junior high on the same club teams. And then he ended up being able to come to my high school for freshman year. And we just, ever since like seventh grade, we became best friends. And
what kind of guy was he? Why do you think you guys got along so well?
I don't know. I have never been so close. I was closer to him, honestly, than anybody in my family. I have two sisters, so for me to have a brother that was my quarterback, it was just like a dream come true. And we just clicked right away. He had two older brothers, and they were close. But we were I was at his house every day, or he was at my house, and it was just, we had everything in common. We played every sport, basketball, football, baseball, volleyball, anything, and we all always played it together. We were just, I don't know, we were inseparable. We were like the same person, honestly.
What did you speak to him last?
I actually talked to him that morning. He had FaceTimed him. Because I was waiting for him to come down, and that's the main reason I went home, honestly. That's the only reason I used to go home. We used to always work out and hang out. And we don't get to see each other because they're on semesters, I'm on quarters. And it was finally going to be our first Christmas together since, like, high school. And I talked to him that morning. I was like, bro, I got you some cleats. And he was super happy. He was telling me that he was just getting in the car, they were taking off, and I was just like, I love you, bro, make it safe. He's like, for sure, bro, I love you too. I'm gonna call you when I get closer. And then he never called, and it was just tragic.
What does it mean to wear his number against the album to represent?
It means a lot to me, honestly. I just know he's in a better place definitely now. He's a man of God, just like I am. And I know that he's being taken care of up there, and he's watching over me. And just to wear his number down here on earth is going to mean a lot. And hopefully, I can put on a good show for him.
That's 22.
Yeah, 22.
Thanks, Tessie.
Yeah.
What has this last year been like for you, with all your experiences and then coming back, and obviously you and Vern haven't lost this year together?
Yeah. Honestly, this year has been, man, roller coaster, probably the toughest year of my life. Just coming from January 1st, the beginning of the year, just with the suspension, and be able to come back off of that, and then my best friend dying. It's just been hard, but I've just been able to stay strong and just keep persevering through all my struggles. And honestly, I always told Vernon this, and Markel, because whenever I FaceTimed Markel, I was either with, he knows everybody on the team, so they all know of him and knew he was my best friend. And so I always told Vernon, they're like, him and Vernon were like the same people, honestly. I always told Vernon that, like, he's an older version of Markel, and Markel, because Markel is my quarterback in high school, and he's my quarterback in college. And it's just crazy how much of a resemblance they were. And I feel like God just put Vernon on our team for this last year. Just, he knew this was going to happen, and it's just been cool to have him there.
And he was a guy, I'd have to think, that kind of helps you through the suspension, all the ups and downs from last year, Markel.
Mm-hmm.
What was he saying to you, kind of, to you?
Honestly, Markel was the first person that knew when I first found out. I didn't even call my parents. I was scared to call my parents. I called Markel and I was like, bruh, I'm not going to be able to play. And he was just like, it's all good, man. Like, you're going to be back. And whenever you come back, I know you're going to put on a show. Like, and then he told me, he was like, forget the haters, man. I love you. I don't care. And every day I talked to him, I didn't want to talk to anybody else every day. I talked to him every day since high school. I talked to him every day, FaceTimed him before every game since I've been in college and since we've been away from each other. So it's kind of hard to have him here. But like I said, he's here with me, but he's not here with me.
Hard to focus on football, or do you feel like getting back to practice has helped you anyway?
Well, yeah, I feel like getting back to practice has helped me a lot because that's one thing we loved. And I mean, no matter what, when in high school, if we got in trouble or we had a bad day, whenever we came to the football field, it was just all jokes and smiles. And it just feels good to be back out here with my brothers. And I lost a brother, but up here, it's like it feels good to just be around these guys that I love and just love playing with. It's just like high school again.
You had a week off. How did practice go today? How did it feel to get back out there?
Actually, I went home and I couldn't do anything. I just stayed in the house mostly. I was honestly going through it and just back home. All I wanted to do was work out because whenever I work out, I just feel like a sense of relief and I could relax. And so I just stayed on the football field at home. Today felt pretty good, so I honestly think it's going to be a good week and a good game.
Is your number changed? Can you try to make that permanent or just for a one game, you think?
We'll see after the season. I might make it permanent, but we'll see.
Thanks, TC.
Yeah, no problem.
Appreciate it, man.
Thank you.